When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yo, yo, what's up, NoOffseason.com fam? Paul Hickey here with NoOffseason.com. Welcome to our Friday soccer card market update show right here on the Sports Card Strategy feed. Coming to you every Friday on the NoOffseason.com Sports Card Network, brought to you, of course, by NoOffseason.com, the number one place to get all the information you need to make money flipping sports cards. Get a free 30-day trial today at NoOffseason.com. We're going to jump into the data here. Most volume, all cards in the soccer card market, raw or graded, rookie or veteran. Lionel Messi's 2023 Topps Finest MLS number one base raw sold 14 times in the last 7 days. Average sale price of $4.94. Last sale yesterday, $4.13. That's actually up 83.3% or $1.88. Messi's 2023 Topps MLS 201 GOAT variation sold 7 times over the last 7 days. Average sale price, $20.50. Last sale a couple of days ago, $23.75, up 17.3% or $3.50. Kylian Mbappe's 2018 Prism World Cup base number 80 in PSA 10, pop 39.34, sold 7 times over the last 7 days. Ronaldo's 2022 Donruss 94 Optic Photon super short print raw sold 7 times over the last 7 days for an average sale price of $10.36. Kevin De Bruyne's 2016 Select 59 Terrace in PSA 10, pop 107, sold 6 times over the last 7 days. Average sale price, $205. And Kylian Mbappe's 2017 Topps Chrome UEFA Champions League number 41 base in PSA 10, pop 1266, sold 6 times in the last 7 days. All right, let's go over and take a look at the top sales volume, rookie cards only, graded only in the soccer card market in the last 7 days. Just told you about Mbappe's 2017 Topps Chrome UEFA Champions League 41 base PSA 10. Number two on this list is Erling Haaland's 2019 Topps Chrome UEFA Champions League 74 base in PSA 10. That's a pop 1267, sold 5 times over the last 7 days. Average sale price, $133. Jude Bellingham's 2020 Topps Chrome UEFA Champions League 68 refractor in PSA 9 sold 4 times in the last 7 days. That's up 24.6%. Last sale, $34 yesterday, Thursday, April 25th. David Beckham's 1996 Merlin Premier Gold 92 base in PSA 8. Pop 334, sold 4 times over the last 7 days. Last sale yesterday, $40.87. Keep that card in the back of your mind. We're going to talk about that at the end of today's show. Florian Wirtz 2020 Topps Chrome Sapphire Edition Bundesliga 64 base PSA 10. Pop 494, sold 4 times in the last 7 days. Average sale price, $88.75. All right, top PSA 10s. We talked about Mbappe's UEFA Champions League base PSA 10 from 2017. We talked about Haaland's 2019 Topps Chrome UEFA Champions League base in PSA 10. Jude Bellingham's 2020 Topps Chrome Sapphire Edition Bundesliga number 31 base PSA 10. Pop 585, sold 4 times in the last 7 days. Average sale price, $111. Last sale a couple of days ago, $126. Vinicius Jr.'s 2018 Donruss number 177 base PSA 10 pop 951 sold 3 times over the last 7 days for an average sale price of $30.18. All right, now over to the top card sales in the soccer card market in the last 7 days by sale price. Mia Hamm at the top of the list. 1992 Sports Illustrated for Kids, number 71, Series 2 in PSA 10. Not often that you see any Sports Illustrated for Kids card graded in PSA 10. This is a Pop 4. It sold on April 21st for $7,700. Lionel Messi's 2004 Panini Mega Crack 71 BIS base in BGS 9 sold on April 23rd for $7,410. That same card in BGS 8.5 sold on April 24th for $6,500. Messi's 2018 Prism World Cup number 2 National Landmarks in PSA 10 is a Pop 17. That sold on April 23rd for $4,300. And Kylian Mbappe's 2017 Topps Chrome UEFA Champions League 41 Blue Refractor, serial numbered out of 150 in BGS 9.5, sold on April 22nd for $3,940. All right, now let's go over to the soccer cards in the last 7 days with five or more sales by sale price. Kylian Mbappe's 2017 Topps Chrome UEFA Champions League 41 base PSA 10. We've talked about this card a couple times. Sold six times in the last 7 days. Last sale yesterday, $188. We talked about Haaland's 2019 Topps Chrome UEFA Champions League base PSA 10. $120 a couple of days ago. Mbappe's 2018 Prism World Cup 80 base PSA 10. Pop 3934 sold yesterday for $126. And how about Kylian Mbappe's 2018 Panini World Cup 209 Blackback sticker in PSA 10, Pop 1436 sold yesterday for $53.18. And Dusan Vlahovic 2022 Prism World Cup number 17. I love the manga super short print raw sold a couple of days ago for $51. That's up $16.99 from its previous sale. Okay, now let's take a look at any of the soccer cards in the last 7 days, 2012 through the present, with 10 or more sales. There are two of them. Cristiano Ronaldo's 2014 Prism World Cup 161 base PSA 9, Pop 3817, is up 18.9% or $6.35. Kylian Mbappe's 2018 Prism World Cup 80 base, probably the card that we've talked the most about today in PSA 10, is up 12.1% or $13.57. Today's episode is brought to you by CGC Cards, the perfect place to slab your favorite sports cards. From their crystal clear holders to their affordable pricing, CGC Cards is the perfect stop for your grading needs. Go to cgccards.com to start grading today. There's one CGC card sale that I want to highlight, and it is from February 20th. On February 20th, this David Beckham CGC 10 1996 Merlin Premier Gold. Remember I told you to keep this card in your mind for the end of the show? This is why. Pop 1 in CGC 10 sold on 31 bids on February 20th for $155.27. Thanks for joining us on today's weekly soccer card market update. Don't forget to like this at youtube.com/Paul Hickey. Comment, share, leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast app, and stay tuned for Monday and Wednesday's sports card strategy full episodes and Friday's premium podcast at nooffseason.com. Guys, stop making dumb mistakes in the hobby. Take Sports Card School now. Sports Card School is a safe place for noobs, advanced flippers, and high rollers alike to learn how to navigate the hobby and ultimately build a collection that increases in value. Go to sportscardschool.com. Get a free 30-day trial at nooffseason.com today to check out our formula-based sports card rankings to help you make money flipping sports cards to fund your PC and other things in your life. Thanks again to our sponsor, CGC Cards. Everybody, have a great day.